أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Peace be with you. We have been talking yesterday and the day before about the path, about the jihad, and that we have to resist forgetfulness. There is a notion which is central also, which is part of our, the first steps of our resistance, is the resistance to the ego. The fact that I am saying I, it's so important, because where I can understand that I am a subject, that I am thinking. But we have to be very careful that the starting point does not become the jail within which I am imprisoned, and that I cannot just achieve this path and coming close to God. The figure and the being that we have that is embodying the very essence of this ego is a shaitan in the Quran, Iblis. When he is called by Allah to prostrate before Adam, he refused. And then Allah is asking him, وَمَا مَنَعَكَ قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ. What prevented you from prostrating when I asked you to do so? And his answer is, أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. I'm better than him. You created me out of fire and you created him out of dust. Meaning that my essence is better than his. Not talking about the essence of faith, but the essence of this kind of arrogance. And we have it in the Quran. When he was asked to prostrate, he said, "Aba wastakbara wa kana min al-kafirin." He refused, and then he was so proud, so full of proud, that he refused to do so, and he was from those who were negating the very essence of truth. He knew that God was there, but he refused out of this arrogance. So this arrogance, this I, could be the jail where you refuse the truth and you refuse to prostrate and you refuse to come back. So how are we going to come back to this fitra within, the sound heart that we were talking about? It's by struggling. And what is giving power to the ego? It's the instincts, is the passions that we have, is looking for money, looking for power, looking for all these dimensions. This is where the ego is I, and that we can, the I that was supposed to be the starting point of your consciousness with God is ending by being the jail within which you are forgetting God and only thinking about yourself. So you have to follow the path. You can follow the path of I with pride, or you can follow serving God and serving the poor people. And this is where you are struggling with your own ego. Resisting the ego is the first step of our deep liberation. Deep down, it's as much as you think at the periphery that saying I is your freedom, you understand that liberating yourself from the ego is the only true way to be free. And you have to struggle for this. So the resistance to the ego that we find in all our traditions, the spiritual tradition, it's so important. Never forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.